thoughts on last Sunday and just the way you guys executed with a bunch of different looks. And is that about as complete performance as you guys have had?
It was a good performance by us. I thought the guys were ready. It was one of those situations where our kids were locked in, they were focused, and you want them to do that every week. You know, if we can capture that in a bottle, that'd be great.
He's Matthias a lot on the defensive line. Is that something you guys would do moving forward?
It was a specific game plan situation. You know, we felt like we were going out on the West Coast, that we had to have a good rotation because we did a couple of things different with JPP, and so, you know, it was a specific game plan situation for us.
How did he play? How would you say he played?
Who's that?
Matthias.
We thought he performed extremely well. He played about 40 snaps, and there were very few minuses in there, and I was very pleased with his performance.
What about Adrian Tracy? Also had a role for himself in that game, playing a lot of linebacker. What was your thinking on that, and where did you what did you think of his performance?
Well, he came here originally as a linebacker,
right.
And you keep seeing this big body in the meeting room, and you say you got to do something with him you got to use the talent that you have in your room. And we just thought that, hey, if we created this role for him in this game specifically, last week's game, that we thought we could gain some mileage. So he dropped a little bit. He rushed a little bit. He gave us some quality snaps. I think it was maybe 12 to 15 quality snaps. And so, we would like to do some things like that with him going forward. But it was good to see him perform like that.
That mobile quarterback like Griffin, how does that kind of change the responsibilities for the guys up front on the defensive line?
It really doesn't change your responsibilities. You have to be aware of the quarterback. You're always aware of him, but with a guy like that are mobile quarterbacks, you become more aware. Your senses arise a lot more. I mean, they can take off at any time, and so it takes a lot of discipline in your rush lanes. It takes a lot of discipline in your run lanes. And so that's the main thing, is that, hey, you're more aware that this guy can take off and go on you at any point in time.
Does it help kind of that you guys have faced two option attacks? I mean, you faced a little bit of it with Kaepernick, and then you faced Cam Newton.
Yeah, it does help a little bit. I think this, I believe that Robert Griffin is a lot different than the guys that we have played up at this point. He is an extremely, not those guys are not good athletes, but he is an extremely gifted athlete, and he can go from 0 to 60 right now. And so, when you put the ball in his hands, and obviously they do, they expect him to win. And so you have to win your matchups against him.
If you compare with what Carolina did, like what percentage of option did they use versus what percentage of option?
I couldn't tell you, those percentages. I'm so focused on what Washington's doing right now and trying to understand that offense that I haven't even gone back to the Carolina game.
How much does Washington use the option, and what percentage?
It shows up in every game. I can't give you a percentage, because if I gave you a percentage, they'll look at it and they say, he don't know what he's talking about, which I probably don't. But I know they run it in each ball game. So anytime you use an offense like that, it's different than the normal pro-style offense, and you have to be aware of it. It takes a large percentage of our time to focus on that because we don't see it every day.
Do you worry about it's a different offense, but do you worry about what happened in Philadelphia as far as your containment? Do you have to contain Griffin?
Oh, no doubt.
Is it similar like that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, well, the offense isn't similar, but he is that type of player, that he can get outside your containment. He can definitely stress the edges of your defense. So you definitely have to be aware of that, no doubt.
That Philadelphia game with these guys at all?
We kind of put that one to bed, but we learned from those mistakes, and hopefully we've learned from that, those mistakes, and we can move and be a better defense.
You guys had the 6 sacks against the 49ers. It's a different offense. I mean, is it possible to get after the quarterback that much when against an option offense?
I want to say yes. But they've had really good success in protecting him on third down. I don't think he's been sacked, if I'm not mistaken, on third down. And so in the games that, we've scouted. So I'm going to say yes. I'm not going to say that we're not going to try to get after the guy. You have to be competitive and challenge your defense.
Thank you.
How has David Carr been helpful, not just as a scout team quarterback, but as someone who's been, you know, he's worked with Kyle Shanahan before, familiarity with the offense?
Yeah, very, very valuable, especially in practice with the looks and then, you know, scrambling and throwing the football and, you know, he has those traits. He is not as gifted, okay, but he has those traits, so it really helps you as far as your look is concerned on the for the defense.
You said the first time you saw Cam Newton that preseason, you knew he could be a franchise quarterback, a different type of quarterback. You haven't seen this guy in person yet, but what have you thought seeing him on film?
I'm impressed with him as a rookie. He has great command out there. They put a lot on his shoulders. And obviously he's up to the challenge to go out and make the offense work. If you look in the red zone, I think they're 12-for-12 in the red zone. You know, they have some staggering numbers. Offensively, they're in the top 5, top 10 in the league. So, I mean, for a young rookie quarterback to come in and carry that much on his shoulders, he's a special guy.
You had to pick your poison. Do you want him passing?
I want him on the bench. that's what I would pick.
Oh, excuse me. Two more questions.
I'm sorry? It's a blow to our defense not to have him because, again, we like his speed. We like his aggressiveness. And I thought he performed well for us last week also. And so, you know, we felt like, hey, more he's starting to come. There are things that we see of the old Jaquan Williams that played for us last year that we can carry on from week to week. So now he's out and, you know, it sets you back just a little bit.
Just being a defensive coordinator, we heard in a recent past that option offenses wouldn't work in the NFL because defenses are too fast. Are you surprised how effective they have been, you know, in cases of the Reds getting defended?
Well, they have a pretty fast quarterback, so I think that the speed of that quarterback meets the speed of the defenses that he's facing. And obviously it's successful. It's a top-5 offense, so it's a new style of option offense that's taken place, and you know it has its place. You know, hopefully we can, as defensive coordinators and people around the league, hopefully we can have some answers to the offense. But it's been successful so far.
Yeah.